Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm filling in for Andrew McKay. I'll be your host today for the next 4 hours. We've got a great show coming up, so I'm glad you've joined us, if you've joined us this early in the morning. If not, I'll hope you join us later in the morning. It is early. I am filling in for Andrew. John Pickens is here at the desk, and he's going to make sure everything goes right this morning. We got Dave in the newsroom, so we're all ready to go this morning. John, I was thinking you've got a great Pensacola name, John Pickens.
And, right.
Yeah, Fort Pickens. And then we got Brent Lane over at Cat Country, great Pensacola name. He used to have Daner Cervantes, great Pensacola name. So I was thinking, why doesn't Andrew have a Pensacola name?
Well, back 17 years ago when I first started, and Brent's been here 19, that was the cool thing, that is we had to have a Pensacola name.
Well, I got to think.
So we got it.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Palafox. That's not good. No. Andrew Nine Mile Road. No. But I came up with what I think is the best one. Andrew Institute. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, so that's good.
So, Andrew, when you come back, you're going to have a new name, Andrew Institute. It's got a lot of class to it, you know. It gives it a little substance. Makes him stand out a little bit more than just McKay. I mean, so now we're going to have Andrew Institute. I hope that sticks. But Andrew's been out all week, and I'm very proud to be here, and I hope you enjoy the show today. We got a lot of good things coming up. Merry Christmas. Had some great Christmas music. You'll hear that all morning long. I love Christmas music. It's my favorite time of the year, and I hope you do too. It's cold, which is good for Christmas. It's going to be even colder tomorrow morning, so bundle up. Today is December 20th, so you've got 5 days left to find all those gifts. It's the 355th day of the year, so there's only 11 days left in 2024. It is a leap year, so we do get an extra day. I don't know what I did with my extra day.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you can either do it in February or do it at the end of the year.
True.
So we get an extra day, 11 days left in the year. It's National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Get out your ugly Christmas sweater. And to me, they're all ugly. I don't have a Christmas sweater. But hey, and today in the studio here, they're all wearing pajamas, okay, except for John and I. John and I said, you don't want to see what we sleep in.
Right, exactly.
But the other folks here have on pajamas, so that's kind of nice. Maybe Santa Claus will come. Maybe Dave will come in as Santa Claus. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe
so. Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Don't need that visual.
But it is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, so if you haven't worn yours yet, today's the day to do it. It's also Go Caroling Day, and we'll hear some great carols throughout the day. We've also got Carol Carlin, who's going to come up later in the show.
Look at that.
We're going to go caroling, too, with Carol Carlin. And it's the shortest day of the year, and we'll talk about that. I said it's fitting to put me on the shortest day of the year, but, you know, whatever. But today we will have Carol Carlin and Marty Stanovich. It's in for the wrap at 8:30. And a wrap is where we just kind of get together and talk about great things that are going on in the community. It'll be a lot of fun. Marty, of course, is with First Tee. Carol is with IHMC. We're going to have Chris Plate with he's a new executive director of Florida West, and we'll talk about economic development. We've also got Todd Thompson. Todd Thompson will be joining us. He's the president of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. He's going to talk about the new Business Alliance, which is something new that started this. I think it's very exciting. And, of course, the Chamber's got the PACE Awards coming up. They've got their Total Resources campaign, and they're getting ready to take applications for Leadership Pensacola. So that'll be great. And UWF, we've got Martha Saunders. She's going to join us with an update on what's going on out there. Enrollment is great. Football is great. There's a new stadium in the works. So a lot of good things coming up. Julio Diaz is going to be here to talk about Christmas movies, and this is a perfect time of year to do it. I really want to see the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown. Big Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that looks really good.
It looks really good with all those folks there. And there's other Christmas movies, too. We'll get Julio's take on that as well. And then we're going to have Mike Greenwood, Pensacola Beach safety chief, coming up. So a really, really great show. Glad you joined us on the shortest day of the year. There's only 11 days left, 5 days left till Christmas. So thanks for joining us. We hope this morning will be interesting for you and entertaining. And now we're going to go to have some commercials, John.
Have you given your auto loan a second thought lately? Just like you might refinance a home for a better deal, you can do the same with your auto loan. Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. Take your old auto loan off of autopilot with PenAir to lower your interest and payments. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay today. It's 5:18. About 40 degrees. Tomorrow morning this time, it'll be about 35 degrees, so bundle up. It's December 20th. You have 5 days left for Christmas, so I hope you're getting ready for that. We got a great show coming up this morning. We got lots of guests coming in. It's hard to get a guest to come in at 5:20 in the morning, though, John, so...
Yeah, I completely understand that. Yeah,
you call them and you go, "Hey, could you be on radio at what time? 5:20?" And they hang up. You know, so.
I guess that's a no.
Yeah, I guess that's a no. So we'll just have to soldier on with just John and I this morning. But we got lots of great things to talk about. Hey, if you want to have some input or you have a question or something, text us. We have a live text line, 850-437-1620. Let us know what's on your mind, whether it's something we're talking about or whether it's something you want us to talk about. Let us know, 850-437-1620. Let's talk about trash, John. Or better yet, recycling. You know, the city of Pensacola used to do recycling a few years ago, and they stopped for a very good reason, and that was because people were not cooperating. And so they're going to try to bring back recycling because people like to recycle. It makes you feel good. You're doing something good for the environment. But they're going to use AI to bring recycling back to the city.
Now, how's that going to work?
Well, they're going to put cameras on the trucks, and the cameras are going to be able to detect through AI whether or not what you've put in your recycling bin is supposed to be recycled or not, whether it's been contaminated So if you put a pizza box in there with four slices still in there, or if you got motor oil over all over everything or dirt all over everything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the camera will pick that up. And so, and that was a problem before. Recycling, they had to clean everything and throw away all the stuff that wasn't supposed to be recycled, and it just wasn't affordable. It was costing the city more money to do it than the benefit we were getting from it. So they want to bring it back, but they want to bring it back with a camera in the truck. And so everything you put in that recycling bin will be on camera. It's a little creepy, but it's a good way to do it, I think, if you're going to be able to encourage people to do the right thing. So what'll happen is if you do contaminate your recyclables, you'll get a letter saying you got to do better. You got to do better. And if you continue not to do better, then they'll come take your recycling can away, and you'll no longer be part of the program, which is unfortunate. But it's a way to make it work, and that's all they're trying to do is make it work. They've got a grant for about $260,000, I believe, that'll help them with the cost. So if you contaminate your recyclables, make sure you're ready for the letter you're going to get. And if you persist, they're going to kick you out of the program. And the other thing here is that you have to pay an additional $10 to $12 a month to participate in the recycling to help with the cost as well. So if you want to recycle, it won't be free. You'll have to pay it extra when they come pick it up.
I wonder, would you get your letter, will it have like a picture of what was wrong?
I don't know.
Or tell you what is wrong? Because at that point, you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
If it doesn't.
That's a good question. You know, if you run a red light, you get a picture of that.
Yeah, you do.
And that starts in January. So we got cameras on red lights. We got cameras in the garbage trucks. Mm-hmm. There's cameras. I got cameras on my house. There's cameras at church. There's cameras at the store. There's cameras everywhere. So don't think you're going to get away with anything, even when it comes to your recycling.
That's true.
They are watching you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But $10 to $12 a month to participate. There's still some details to work out, but they hope to have them worked out sometime in January and put the program out for citizen input. They'll get input first before they actually kick it off. But again, I just had a little pause when I saw now they're going to start taking pictures of my recyclables, plus the red light cameras. There's nothing sacred, but like I said, everywhere you go, anytime there's a major crime, I'm amazed at how many people have it on camera. Stores and things.
Oh, yeah. Even homes.
Exactly. You know, somebody stole a couple of guitars down at Seville Quarter the other night.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. And they just went to all the businesses along the way where the guy went with the guitars and got all kinds of video on him.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, and that's an instance where cameras are good. And this is, too. I think the city's trying to make it work. But that's just interesting that your recyclables are now going to be part of the garbage.
But if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about.
You don't have anything to worry about. And if you've got something that's contaminated,
that's what I tell my children.
Yeah, if you got something that's contaminated, you don't have to walk very far to put it in your neighbor's recyclable can. You know, no, I'm just teasing. Don't do that. Don't do that. The city also has their annual residential satisfaction survey coming out, and that's done by the Haas Center at UWF. And they plan to ask about all things city. They do this once a year, and I think it's a great idea to do this because it gives the city a chance to get input from folks and kind of know where they stand on things. They're going to ask about parking, of course, as well as growth, infrastructure, lots of other topics. So I think parking is one area that the city has received the most, I'll say, input about recently. So yeah. So they want to get some more thoughts on that in terms of the things they're doing. And they've tried different things. The city's been very open to, if this doesn't work, let's try this. You know, they raised the parking rates, and they put in an app system. And like anything new, I think people sometimes are slow to embrace changes. And the app is a challenge for some folks who are not very tech savvy, and that adds to the frustration, plus the cost, plus did I do it right? And if you don't do it right, then you're going to get a ticket. And so there's a lot of complaints, but I think folks are adjusting to it. You know, I scratched my head about it till the first time I used it. The first time I used it, it was a breeze.
Yeah,
it was. There was nothing to it. So don't be afraid of it. You can't make a mistake. Just get the app, download the app, and go from there. And I think you do that. But they're gonna get input from that from folks on not just the parking, but infrastructure on the Palafox corridor. There's some folks who are say that Palafox, the downtown, gets all the attention. The rest of the city gets very little attention, so they want some input on that. I've wanted a sidewalk on Scenic Highway for quite some time, so I'll give them my input on that. But, you know, are they focusing too much on homeless people, too much on affordable housing, those kinds of things? So they want your input, and that's to their credit. A lot of cities, you would never get an opportunity to do that. You just complain at the at church or anywhere else you are. But here, the city's going to want your input. So you're going to get a postcard in January if you're a city resident. And the first question on the on the postcard is, what color is your garbage can? And that way they know if you're a city resident or a county resident.
Gotcha.
Your city resident is black. So if you have a black garbage can and you get a postcard, it'll tell you how to access the survey. So fill it out. Give them your honest opinion, and I think that'll give the city some good information on how to proceed. Hey, the Salvation Army. Speaking of Christmas, mm-hmm. Salvation Army red kettles are out. I rang the bell last night at Cordova Mall, and so it's Christmas. You know, throw some money in there, help folks out. I did notice, and I've noticed this every year I've rang the bell. It just seems to me, and this is not scientific or statistical, it's just observation, that most of the time it looks like the people who are least likely to give are the people who are most likely to give.
Interesting.
Or least able to give, let me put it that way, are the most likely to give. And we had a lot of those last night, a lot of little kids. We had one little boy, he was so cute, he had one penny. And he wanted to put it in the kettle. And so, you know, we had a lot of fun with that. I always have a lot of fun with the kids because Christmas is coming. They're all excited. They're going to the mall. They may be going to see Santa Claus. I don't know. Mm. And so we always have a good time talking with the kids. And the kettle is so important. Now, the Salvation Army does a great job with that. We're going to have Captain Wildish from the Salvation Army in later on to talk about the Red Kettle campaign. But the red kettles are out there. Throw some money in there. Make sure you know it's Christmas and there's good things to be done. We're also going to have Sue Strawn on later on to talk about communities caring at Christmas. Sue has done that program for, I don't know, 100 years. Her and Sandy Sanson started it. When I was at Gulf Power, they came to me and said, would Gulf Power be part of this? And when I saw what it was, I said, absolutely. And so we used to have a big deal at Gulf Power. We'd actually take employees shopping to buy gifts for communities caring at Christmas, and it was a big part of how we celebrated Christmas. So we'll have Sue come in and talk about that. But Christmas is a time of giving. You know, we think about the three wise men who brought their gifts to Jesus, and it's a tradition to give gifts to other people. But don't forget those folks who sometimes get forgotten. It's an important time of the year to give to them. So it is Christmas, and we got great Christmas music this morning. We got a great show coming up. We've got some folks from some things from Tallahassee we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about college football. There's a playoff game on today, the first playoff game. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some changes in college football. I know this is not a sports show, but I think a lot of folks are interested in what's going on with college football, and there's a lot of changes that have already occurred. There's a lot more coming up. So we'll talk about football. We're going to talk about economic development. We've got a couple of folks who are going to come in and talk about the Northwest Florida economy and what we're doing to grow jobs here and how important that is, and we may even talk about OLF 8. That's never been talked about before.
No, I don't know anything about it.
Well, you know, I did economic development for a long time, and I've always said nothing happens in a community until somebody has a job. It all starts with jobs. If you don't have jobs, then you don't have residents. If you don't have residents, then you don't have retail. If you don't have retail, then you don't have a tax base. If you don't have a tax base, then you don't have infrastructure. So somebody has to have a job before your community can grow, and creating jobs and helping industries expand and relocate is really important to the economic base of our community. When you look at the economic impact of places like Navy Federal, ST Aerospace, even small business has an impact on the economy. Mm-hmm. So Chris Platte, he's a new director of Florida West. He will be in to talk about what they're doing, who they're targeting, what industries they're targeting to keep our economy growing here. We've got a great economy, not just in Pensacola, but in Florida. Do we have some challenges? Yes. We're going to talk about pay. Florida has a challenge with average salaries. But by and large, state of Florida is in good shape economically, and so is Pensacola. And we just need to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to participate in that, and that we do keep good jobs coming to the community because we're growing, we're adding people, people are moving here, and we need to create the jobs to do that. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we've got news coming up in about 20 seconds.
Oh, 20 seconds. So I got to dance for 20 seconds?
Yes.
Maybe I can sing.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, I was like, well, okay.
What?
Yes.
Yes, Mel is here.
Aw.
Mel, this is Mel's last day. We are so sorry, Mel. We wish you the best of luck. She's going to Texas.
Yeah. The big red on air light outside.
Yeah. But you're welcome. You're welcome to come in anytime. So.
Well, thank you. Well, you did say you needed someone to sing and dance, and I'm here anytime for that. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mel.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. No spending plan in place. A trimmer, slimmer version doesn't make the cut.
The GOP's Trump-backed bill failed with 38 Republicans voting against the proposal. But Elon Musk is pointing fingers at Democrats. He says, quote, responsibility for the shutdown rests squarely on the shoulders of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Fox's Brooke Singman reporting a potential government shutdown could happen at midnight. Striking Amazon workers walking the picket lines for a second straight day at several facilities in four states. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien.
Santa would be disgusted in the behavior that Amazon has been engaging in over the last several years. They don't respect their workers.
O'Brien on Cavuto Coast to Coast. And President Biden rolls out another $4.2 billion in student loan forgiveness, this time to 55,000 public service workers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's a little bit chilly this morning. We've got 41 degrees in Pensacola. And a man wanted out of Arkansas was arrested with a stolen vehicle at a motel on Mobile Highway yesterday. Escambia deputies say they took Travis Nortier into custody yesterday afternoon at the Mayfair Hotel. That's over near the Home Depot there in Escambia County. The sheriff's office says the vehicle had been tracked to the motel where Nortier refused to leave his room. Deputies had to force entry and detained him. Nortier had multiple warrants out of Arkansas. Those included kidnapping, aggravated battery, terroristic threatening, and theft of a vehicle. He remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond, pending extradition to face those charges. A Santa Rosa County man has been sentenced to life in prison for a murder that happened in Navarre last year. 43-year-old Aubrey Luker was found guilty on first-degree premeditated murder yesterday. He was immediately sentenced to life in prison by that judge. Prosecutors say Luker shot and killed 43-year-old Toby Hill on Salamanca Street in Navarre in April of 2023. Well, as we head towards 2025, one big decision that'll affect Escambia County is who will develop the former outlying Field 8 property in Beulah. That's a discussion that's been going on now for several years. At last week's meeting, it appeared a decision was on the horizon.
Late trying to get to a deal, and we fell a little short. So I'm going to bring it back in the January meeting. Hopefully the folks that said that they would revise the contract to what they committed to on that evening, they will, and maybe try to get where we can get a deal. But, boy, we've never got this close.
Escambia County Commission Chairman Mike Kohler, there are currently three bidders on the project. All of them want to purchase the entire 540-acre property. The county has gone back and forth between holding on to 270 acres for job development or allowing the private developers to work job creation into their plans. That discussion will continue, and a decision could be made at their next meeting on January 9th. Several Escambia Children's Trust providers have been approved for a third year of funding. According to the News Journal, 11 providers were approved. Four others are currently under review, and a fifth did not seek funding for the year. The ECT was approved by voters in 2020. It provides tax dollars to fund initiatives and services to help kids and families in Escambia County. The providers were the first to be awarded for funding for out-of-school time programs in February. The providers were approved for annual contracts with optional renewals for up to 3 years. The three-year cycle would expire February of 2026. The FAA has banned drones in parts of New Jersey, and today we're learning in parts of New York. That's the latest development in the drone news that has swept the country the last few weeks. Florida Senator Rick Scott says the drone issue has shown there's really a trust issue in Washington.
Americans no longer trust the federal government to give them accurate information. So what I've been trying to do is make sure we get all Chinese drones out of this country. So when I first got up here, I got the military to stop buying them. Then I got the federal government to stop buying them. Now in this NDA, we have a provision that says that within a year, there will be no new licensed Chinese drones in this country.
Scott was on Pensacola's Morning News yesterday. He says he will be getting briefed on drone issues and says the federal government has said the drones do not pose a threat to national security, but the FAA's ban lasts through January. 5:35 now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures on the cooler side, 64 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 30s. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 54. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Keeping the sunshine around for Sunday with a high near 55 and a low near 38. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. It is 42 degrees right now. Clear skies this morning. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amazon workers across 7 facilities in New York, Georgia, California, and Illinois have gone on strike. The demonstration, organized by members of the Teamsters Union, is intended to pressure Amazon to come to the negotiating table to discuss wages and working conditions. FedEx has announced the much-anticipated spinoff of its less-than-truckload freight division as it looks to restructure its operations and focus more on its core delivery business. The news sent its shares up by as much as 10% in after-hours trading. Analysts believe the spinoff could unlock up to $20 billion in shareholder value. Amazon workers in 7 cities have had their 5-day-a-week return-to-office mandate delayed by at least 4 months due to a lack of office space. Affected cities include Dallas, Atlanta, and Phoenix. Futures are moderately lower ahead of key inflation data later this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 15, the S&P 500 down 5. That's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often. Even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment, wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
pipe and a button nose, and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, hosting the Pensacola Morning News 92.3, sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is on vacation, I guess.
He's out on the beach somewhere.
It's a little early for that, but, you know, Andrew's, you know, got his own.
He gets up early.
He does get up early. He sure does. And when you do his show, you get up early. So
oh, yes, you do.
Do I know that? But I'm glad you've joined us this morning. I'm glad you got up early. It's December 20th, 5 days till Christmas. It's the shortest day of the year. And so you have the shortest host in here helping you this morning. But I'm glad you joined us. I know you got lots of things you can look to or listen to, and so I'm glad you tuned us in this morning. We hope we make it worth your while. We got great Christmas music all morning long. This is the last Friday before Christmas. And coming up, we've got a short quiz. That doesn't mean it's short in duration, even though it is, but it's a quiz about things that are short, which is shorter. And so be thinking about that on the shortest day of the year. We got football coming up. We're going to talk about that. We got communities caring at Christmas. We'll have Sue Strawn, and she needs no introduction. Sue does a great job, and she's been with Communities Caring at Christmas for years, and they have just helped thousands and thousands of children in our community. So a very worthwhile effort there. And then we'll have the Salvation Army. We'll have Captain Wildish come in from the Salvation Army and talk about all the great things they do. And the only, you know, we only think about Salvation Army during Christmas because you see the red kettles out, but they do good things all year long, and we'll give him a chance to talk about that. So the new year is upon us. And there's a new law that goes into effect January 1st in Florida that's going to ban minors from social media. So if you are 14 and below, if you're below 14, there's a total ban on social media. If you're 14 and 15 years old, you can get on social media, but it requires parental approval. And it requires social media companies to terminate existing accounts for children under 14. And violators will be subject up to a penalty of $50,000. So something that the legislature passed last year. Parents will have to go through what they call an identification process to give permission to 14 and 15-year-olds. I'm not quite sure that how that's going to work. And 14 and 15-year-olds are probably smart enough to...
Andrew and I have been talking about this because my son, who's 17, just turned 17, goes to Milton. And he's already told me you could use a VPN and get... right around it.
Yeah.
You know, VPNs come on your phone now.
Yeah.
So he's like, they're behind.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you enforce it anyhow. I have a question about what constitutes a social media site. The bill attempts to identify it. If you read the bill, it's a bit complicated, but what about Spotify? Is that social media? I don't know. What about apps that, you know, look and can act like social media? Is that social media? What about group texting?
Mm-hmm.
I got 40 of my friends on a group text. Is that social media? We're doing the same thing. We're talking and scrolling. And I don't know if that's group texting. And, of course, like most things that the Florida legislature does, or a lot of things, it's being challenged in the courts. So a judge could rule probably as soon as February, they say, that the new law is illegal. And they could just throw it right out. But what do you think? Give us a text, 850-437-1620. Tell us what you think about banning social media for minors. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I think a lot of folks think it's a good idea. I just don't know how you're going to implement that. And you get into a freedom of expression situation, freedom of speech, and all those other things that people drag out when it suits them.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. So we'll see. But there's no question that social media has harmful effects for kids. And I'll also say there's no question that the use of the technology can have great positive impacts on kids as well. Mm-hmm. But the social media aspect, as I think has been proven, is really not something that for the mental health of our kids at that age, that's really is working very well. So you can either police it or you can ban it, and they've chose to just ban it. So we'll see how that works. Text us what you think, 857-437-1620. Something else from Tallahassee, and this is a good thing. The governor has given state employees 3 extra days off for the Christmas holidays. So they get Christmas and New Year's Day, and they're also going to close state offices on December 23rd, 24th, and December 31st.
Well, that's very nice of him.
I think it is very nice. Mm-hmm. You know, the governor said that our employees, our state is in great shape, which it is. We've got a budget surplus, and he said we want to reward our employees. We had a tough hurricane season that they had to work through, So spend some time with your families. And again, I think that's great. I think that's good leadership. So don't be a Grinch. Don't complain about state employees getting three extra days off. I can tell you there are a lot of state employees you don't want to be.
Right.
Because they work hard and help the state through big problems. But anyhow, so thank you, Governor. Here's something. If you're planning to travel overseas next year, are you, John?
Yes, I want to.
Okay, good. I do too.
Yeah, I was very interested in this one. When I saw it, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Particularly if you're going to the United Kingdom, you're going to have to fill out an online authorization ahead of time. And I just assume the airlines are going to link this with your ticket purchase, but you'll have to have advanced permission to enter the UK.
What?
Yeah.
I was thinking about going to London.
Well, you're going to have
my passport just doesn't do anymore? Or is this a is this a whole country-wide, like, or just Florida?
No. It's whole country-wide.
Oh, wow.
If you're flying anywhere. And even if you're making a layover in London, if you're going to Amsterdam and you land in London, you're going to have permission from the UK to land, to be on that plane that lands in London. And
interesting.
And it takes about 3 days to get approval, they say. You'll have to have a photo and you'll have to have a copy of your passport to get approval. But if you're planning on flying overseas, and there's a lot of other European countries that are looking at similar things. Some of them you have to are going to start requiring fingerprints, facial recognition. All those kinds of things. So if you're going to Europe or anywhere across the pond, you need to check out these new security requirements to be able to cross their borders. Now, you don't need anything to cross our borders, but if you're going to fly to London, from a security standpoint, they're taking it very seriously. You're going to have to get written approval 3 days in advance before you get on the plane. So something to keep in mind. I'm sure that's going to catch a lot of people off guard, particularly the first of the year. And
I didn't even know about it.
So look up if you're going to go overseas, you're going to have to get permission. Unlike in America where you can just come across. That's going to change, I think. But anyhow, I thought that was interesting too. So
that is.
Escambia County students are doing something really, really good. They have collected over 14,500 pounds of food from manna.
Really?
They do this every year. And the public schools have done that. That's the equivalent of 16,837 meals. So shout out to Escambia County Schools.
For sure, yes. That's really good. That's amazing.
All right. We are at the end of the segment. I'm John Hutchison filling in for Andrew McKay, and we're going to take a break.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Ring in the new year with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce and the largest fireworks display on the Gulf Coast. Watch the skies light up over Santa Rosa Sound at midnight. The next day, dive into the new year at the 2025 Polar Bear Plunge. Join the crowd at Paradise Bar and Grill January 1st from noon to 3 p.m. and take a chilly dip in costume. Hundreds of dippers participate in this tradition, so don't miss out. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for details.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday.
Good morning, Pensacola. Yeah, happy holidays. Happy holiday. Christmas is upon us. 5 days, St. Nicholas will come, and I hope you get a present. I hope you don't get a lump of coal. I checked my stocking this morning. It's still empty. So
okay,
that's
a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I'm waiting, though. But we're glad you joined us this morning. This is Pensacola News Radio 92.3. I'm here with John Pickens, and we are marching through the day. It's a good day. It's going to be a cold day. It's a Friday, and it's also the shortest day of the year, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it's also a good day to start the college football playoffs. They start today. The bowl games actually started last Saturday, a lot of the minor bowls. I think Florida plays today. Florida and Tulane play in the Gasparilla Bowl. Yeah, the Sugar Bowl it ain't. They play today at 3:30.
That's got enough sugar in it, the Gasparilla.
The Gasparilla Bowl. And, you know, they have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl and the Cheetos Bowl and all these different bowls.
Oh, yeah.
I think all that's going to go away. I really do. We'll talk a little bit about that. But the Gators play today at 3:30, so I know you'll want to watch that. The 12-team playoff for the national championship is something that's brand new this year, and that begins today. The first game is Indiana at Notre Dame tonight, and I said at Notre Dame. So these games, unlike the games in the past, are going to be played at the colleges.
The
first round at the stadiums, which I think is very exciting. You get to see your home team play in the playoffs. And then tomorrow we've got three more playoff games. We've got SMU at Penn State, Clemson at Texas, Tennessee at Ohio State, all great football. Now, John's an Ole Miss fan. I'm an LSU fan, so we're probably going to go play golf or something for the next few weeks. We got nothing to watch. But.
Right, exactly. I understand. Yeah. I feel your pain, bro.
But it'll be great football, particularly the games that are on campuses. And then waiting for the second round, you got Boise State, Arizona State, Oregon, and Georgia. They all have byes. And they'll play the winners of the first round games. And then the championship game is going to be January 20th in Atlanta, so not far away. So who's your favorite to win, John?
It depends on how the Evers kid plays, but Texas has a lot of weapons.
Yeah, they do.
And they've went through the gauntlet of the SEC.
Yes, they did.
So, yay to the Big Ten teams and all that, the 12, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you go through the SEC, it's a whole different ball game. And the SEC, we were knocking each other out of the playoffs.
That was a problem.
Yeah, that was a huge problem.
Yeah, Vandy beat Alabama.
I know. Florida beat Ole Miss, and I was there.
Florida beat LSU. It's things you don't expect. But all the SEC teams are good. And when you look at a team like Boise State, you go, now, wait a minute, is Boise State really better than Alabama? Is Boise State really better than,
or even Miami,
Texas A&M?
Or
Miami?
Ole Miss. Three were right in the discussion there.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. The championship game's 20th. I like Oregon.
You do?
Yeah, I think which of course means they're doomed if I like them. that's always the case. But I think they've put together a really good team. But they've got that gauntlet to go through. Whoever wins, I'll put it this way, whoever wins will deserve it.
Yes, they will have played the teams.
They will have played the teams at the end. Maybe not at the first, but at the end. My family does a bowl pool every year, and the person who usually wins is an aunt or a cousin who doesn't know anything about football.
Isn't that always how it works?
It really is. Tell me all the teams with red uniforms.
Right.
That's who they pick. But there's lots of other bowl games on as well. So enjoy the football season. There's lots of changes coming up to college football too. The portal season is right now going on.
The NIL has changed everything.
We've got more than 1,000 players in the portal.
Wow.
So it's like having another draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some teams that, you got one team, Marshall, that lost all but, I think, 8 of their players. The whole team went into the portal. And that's because the coach went to another school and the players didn't like it. But, even schools like LSU lost 13 players to the portal.
Wow.
So going into a bowl game and half your team's walking out the door is not easy. But portal season has changed things. The other thing that's going on, you mentioned NIL, that certainly has changed things. And then next year, the schools are going to have to start sharing revenues with players. up to $20 million a year. So now you've got coaches who are donating part of their salary to the pool. The coach at Florida State donated $4.5 million to the pool to pay players.
Wow.
The LSU coach donated $1 million to the pool.
And you know what I found out was interesting listening to Lane Kiffin's press conference once? He actually has a salary manager guy like the NFL.
Yeah.
He has a guy that's what they do.
Wow. So you got
to manage that just like the NFL does.
You do. And there's no limits on NFL.
No, there
right
is.
Now.
There isn't.
And to me, that's a real problem. At least in the NFL, they have salary caps.
Right.
Which makes it equal. In college, it's who can raise the most money. And you've got some teams like Texas A&M and Oregon, where you got some people who are plopping down big money. Michigan, LSU signed a number one quarterback in the nation, Bryce Underwood, out of Michigan. There was a rich couple in Michigan that decided they wanted him to play at Michigan, and they gave this kid's in high school. They gave him $12 million.
Do what?
Yes, to come to Michigan. Of course,
wow.
That's where he went.
Whatever happened to school loyalty?
Yeah, right. Or building a program, right. Or wanting to play with your friends. Nothing, you know. But it's really unbelievable what's going on. I think all this, though, is pushing college football to one super conference.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see that. Combining the SEC, the Big Ten, some ACC schools, and probably some independents. I've heard the number 32 teams, and those 32 teams they'll only play each other. They'll have their own playoff, just like the NFL. You will be invited to participate in this super conference. And if you don't meet certain performance standards, if you lose 5 games 3 years in a row or something, I don't know what standards are going to be, you can be replaced by another school that's not in the super conference. So the other small college teams, they'll probably form their own conferences and kind of chart their own paths. But I thought that was really interesting to have the performance standards, and you'll have, first in, first out kind of things to look at every year.
Wow.
And if you're not competing at a high level, I'm only sure of one thing. They won't have academic standards in there.
And that's what you're in college to get your education. But
yeah.
It is. It's changed.
It's a job now. But there's lots of financial pressure going on with these schools. And I think the only thing that makes sense is to go to this super conference. The difference in the talent levels between the big schools and the smaller schools, the ones now that can pay NIL and the ones that can't, it's a bidding war. That difference in talent is only going to get wider. The best players are going to go where the money is. So you don't have to split teams up because the TV networks and fans are over blowouts. You'll have to set this super conference up. Nobody wants to go see and pay $250 to see Alabama play South Alabama or Nicholls State or somebody like that. And ESPN doesn't want to air it or pay for it either. So I think you're going to a super conference for financial pressures and because it's only going to get worse. And the haves are going to have more and the have-nots are going to have less and the best players are going to go for the most money, unfortunately. But the 12-team playoff does start tonight. Indiana, Notre Dame. Should be fun. Who do you like in that game?
Notre Dame and Indiana. Notre Dame. Indiana, they didn't go through the SEC gauntlet. I mean.
They didn't. Indiana's got a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some good teams out there. But I don't know how you pick the best 12. You know, last year there was all the controversy over Florida State. I think that was a tragedy, actually, not a controversy. And so there were a lot of people interested to see this year if the same thing would happen. And I don't think it did. I think they probably did as best they could given the rules and the criteria that they had for the independents. So college football playoffs here. Root for your favorite team. I hope you win. This is John Hutchison sitting in for Andrew McKay. And we're going to take a break. Thank you for joining us.